11, 1 to 10. Jesus enters Jerusalem like a king.
Jesus and his followers were coming closer to Jerusalem. They came to the town of Bethphage and Bethany and at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his followers to do something. He said to them, "Go to the town that you can see there. When you enter it, you'll find a young donkey that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking the donkey, tell them the master needs it. He will send it back soon."
The followers went into town. They found a young donkey tied in the street near a door of a house and untied it. Some people were standing and saw it. They asked, "What are you doing? Why are you untying that donkey?" The followers answered why Jesus told them, and the people let them take the donkey. The followers brought the donkey to Jesus. They put a coat on it, and Jesus sat on it. Many people spread their coats on the road for Jesus and cut branches in fields and spread the branches on the walking road. Some of them were walking ahead of Jesus, others were walking behind him. Everyone shouted, "Praise him! Welcome, God bless the one who comes in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord."
"God bless the kingdom of our father David. That kingdom is coming. Praise to God in heaven."
Well done, girls. Goodness me, how do I follow that? Girls, you were amazing. Thank you so much. Wow. So today is the beginning of Holy Week. Today is... Glad you've been listening. And Palm Sunday is when we celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And the children have been waving their palms, and you guys have been waving your palms, and our old donkey has been waving her palms. We've all been doing it. And we celebrate Palm Sunday, we remember that Jesus is our King and our Saviour. And what a great time to have a baptism. Jack has been received into our family of believers, a family who all accept Jesus as their King and their Saviour. Jack, welcome. Well done. Didn't he do a super job? Now, we've been thinking, haven't we? We've been helping our old donkey over there remember what it was like. But can we picture that scene on that very first Palm Sunday? People began to line the paths as Jesus made his descent from the Mount of Olives into the city of Jerusalem. The excitement was growing. There was a bubbling of hope and joy and expectancy. And then there he was, their King, their Lord, their Saviour. And the people, they were a bit more enthusiastic than we were a minute ago, they couldn't contain themselves. They tore off their outer garments and they lay them down on the road in front of him. They tore the branches down from the trees. They threw them in his path and they waved them in the air. They were singing and dancing as they shouted and praised the King. Here he was, the one who was going to save them, the one that they had waited so long for. But as those cheers echoed through the streets, who could have guessed that in a few short days that those cheers would turn to jeers? What had changed for them? Why the turnaround? So we're going to play a little game now. Children, you can join in this game. After we've had this game, Nadine has got some donkeys for you to make, which will be fantastic. It's all about the donkey. So we're going to play What Is This? So has anybody got one of those minds that can see right through that picture and tell me what it is before we even start? Let's have a look, shall we? Shall we see if you're right? Do you think it might be? Do you think it could be? Can we have the next slide? Oh, what do you reckon? Next one? It's a little bit there. What can you see? Anything? Do you need a bit more? Shall we have a bit more? Could be Mr. Sheepy. Is it Mr. Sheepy? He does get everywhere, that Mr. Sheepy. Have we got another one? And another one? Any more ideas? A sheep, a donkey, any other suggestions? Is it Nadine? Is it Nadine? Could it be Nadine? Let's have another look. Oh, what do we reckon? An octopus. Is it an octopus? Could be an octopus. Shall we have another one? And another one? What do you think now? What do we think? Is it Jesus? Is it Jesus? Can we have another one? Oh, another one? What do you reckon now? What do you think it is now? Is it Jesus? Is it an octopus? Is it Nadine? What could it be? Can we have another one? Oh, getting closer. And yes, go on, let's reveal it. Ah, look. It was all about the donkey. Children, would you like to go over and make a donkey of your own? Nadine's going to help you to make a donkey. Okay, grown-ups, I'm sorry, you can't make a donkey. You've got to listen to me. So we did struggle with that picture. We thought it might be a donkey right from the beginning, but we did struggle with that picture. We weren't quite sure what it was. We all had different ideas. But it was really easy, wasn't it, when it was all uncovered. When we could see that big picture, it was easy. We all knew what it was. But let's go back to our story of that very first Palm Sunday. Why had they welcomed their king so reverently, and then in a few days their thoughts and feelings had changed so dramatically? Well, they hadn't seen the big picture, but why would they? How could they? Who would have known the significance of that donkey was such a huge part of God's story? The people only saw the small picture, the little bit that they could relate to, the bit that fitted into their agenda, the bit that they thought was the most important, the bit that in their minds would fix everything. And how often do we do that? How often do we expect God to fit in with our agenda? How often do we think that we know just how to fix it? If God would only move. Now that's a hard place to be, a place of fear and anxiety, a place of pain and uncertainty, a lonely place, an unbearable place. And where are you, God? Why don't you move? Why haven't you heard my prayers? Why aren't you listening to me? Why are you not doing what I want you to do? Oh, and there we have it. Why are you not doing what I want you to do? We can only see the little picture, that bit that fits into our wants and our needs. And those who were there on Palm Sunday only saw that little picture. But of course, it wasn't that little picture to them. It was huge to them. It was significant. Their king would come in power and save them from the Roman government. That was huge. It was massive. It was beyond their wildest dreams. But God's plan, oh, God's plan was so much bigger. 2 Corinthians verse 9 says this, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Our Father, who loves us, holds the whole picture, and we have to trust in him. There are often signs and reassurances that he gives us. Today's reading was 10 verses, and it was read beautifully. I'm sure you'll agree. But 7 of those verses were all concerning the donkey. The donkey was part of the bigger picture, but he was so easy to overlook. But our friend the donkey was spoken of way back in the Old Testament in Zechariah 9. The coming of Zion's king. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." The donkey was highly significant. Riding on a humble donkey showed that Jesus came in peace. It showed that God's plan was beyond anything that we could imagine, and it was infinitely better. But that place in between was hard. The people felt lost, abandoned. It was hard for those who couldn't see the big picture. And it's a hard place for us too. It's hard to carry on praying when you feel that your prayers are not being answered. Or it's all just taking far too long. It's hard to feel that anxiety of your worst fears. Or to wake in the loneliness of the night, wondering how to make it all stop. It's hard to feel that you should be able to do more, to be more, to cope better. But it's also a place that we're called to sit in. It's a place where our faith grows. It's a place where we are made strong in our weakness. It's in this place that we really learn to listen to God, to trust him, to fully rely on him, to lean on his strength and not ours, to submit fully to his ways. And he is waiting in this place with all that he has promised. And he says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And Jesus knows our pain, as it's the place where Jesus sat when he prayed. It's the place where Jesus sat and said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." So today, we can wave our palms, we can shout Hosanna, we can see all the significance of that donkey, and we can rejoice in our King who came in peace and laid down his life so we might live. Hosanna in the highest.